And we're in the middle of the third day of the government shutdown, and there is no end in sight. Logan Healy has more on which federal agencies are being affected and what that means for you.
800,000 government employees are without a job again today. According to one estimate, the shutdown is costing the U.S. economy as much as $300 million per day. Yesterday, about 450 guests at the Reagan Presidential Library Air Force One Pavilion were allowed in free because the pavilion and other exhibits are run by the Reagan Foundation.
And it will remain free until the government shutdown ends.
The Nixon Presidential Library was not so lucky and is closed to the public. I tried calling federal airline safety representatives, but found out they had been sent home. The Border Patrol remains operational, though their public information officer was furloughed. Same for the Edwards Air Force Base, where most of the 8,500 civilian employees were told to stay home.
I've been furloughed due to lapse of appropriations until further notice.
And don't worry about those pesky tax audits. The IRS is closed today, too.
Due to the current budget situation, all IRS offices are closed.
Officials said it's business as usual at the VA hospital and for veterans receiving benefits. For those applying for or receiving federal student aid, there is expected to be limited impact. President Obama said Congress could reopen the government in 5 minutes if the Republican-controlled House would pass a clean budget bill. Congressional Republicans have sent budget bills to the Senate, but each time included language to defund or delay the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. While Congress works on a deal, federal services in Southern California face plenty of uncertainty. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.